Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1260. We're learning today. Lila Nishmas Bli Shadoiv, and Rabbanan Zisa. Lila Nishmas Bli Mabas Ramoisha, and the Rafur Shalema Yehudis Leia Bas Cyril. Shtaka Rafur Shalema Psoch Shachal Yisrael. Okay, so I just want to read. We've been talking about the last shir in reference to taking off various different items from one shoe. The Sefer Lamentes Melachas, Shabbos Home, on page 261 brings down very interesting the way he puts it all together in reference to these items. We spoke about gum, paste, sticky substances. In reference to, in general, it doesn't make too much of a difference. The question is now it's on one's shoes, and they are outside and they want to take it off. So he talks about, he breaks it up into two different things. Number one, he talks about mud. Now when we talk about mud on one's shoe, you have to be careful. If it's regular dry mud, that's a problem altogether, taking it off. Breaking up mud on Shabbos goes into the melacha of toichen, grinding. So we're not going to get into all the ins and outs now, but for argument's sake, we'll assume that the mud we're talking about right now, is wet mud. It's wet mud. It's raining outside and it's muddy or whatever the case is. So the question is, how a person wants to take it off their shoe. They stepped in some other dirt or whatever the case is. They sometimes excremented, right? The person stepped in number two, whatever the case is, but they want to take it off. So just real quickly to read how he brings again, keeping in mind that we're talking about wet mud. Whenever we say the word mud, it's not hard mud because that is also to break up on Shabbos. It's all wet mud. It's schmutz from the floor and so on, schmutz from the ground and so on. He says, he brings down on page 261, according to many authorities, some authorities, it's forbidden. It's us to scrape mud, again, wet mud off of one's shoes on any earthen surface. Of course, the most convenient place to scrape the mud or any other dirt off one's shoes is in a depression, in a hole in the ground, right? You have like in a dirt ground, sometimes you have indentations in the ground, so that's a good place to get the dirt off, right? You scrape it, it's a little bit, it's not sharp, but it's a little bit easier to work with over there. This action, however, he explains further, again on page 261, Sefer Shabbos Home, this action, however, will result in leveling the ground, because obviously if the ground is a little bit indented, the transgression of plowing would apply, right? So obviously if you're going to start scraping with your shoe back and forth, either you're making a hole, you're filling up a hole, be it as it may, inevitably, even though you'll say, well, my whole intention is only to get off the dirt, what's the problem? But as obviously we know by now what's called a psikresh, inevitably it's going to happen, either a hole or you'll be leveling out the ground. One has to be extremely careful. So he brings down further, therefore the poiskim said that it's also taka to scrape mud, again wet mud, off of one's shoe, or any other dirt for that matter, which we've been talking about last year, also on any earthen surface. If it's on an earth surface, you can't scrape it off. So as to prevent scraping it off in a depression, in other words, a person will come in a place in time. Bottom line is a person will come in a place in time whereby either fill up a hole or, level off the ground, which in both cases is a question of chayresh. As we know, obviously, this is inevitably going to happen, even though their kavana is to get off the dirt from their shoe. Instead, one should scrape the wet mud against or any other dirt again against the edge of the step, the corner, the edge of a step. Let's say if it's not so sharp, sometimes there's a problem of leveling out, or scraping off if it's a leather shoe. But it's only usually in general. The Mishnah Berurah tells us when it's a sharper type of a step. But if it's a regular rounded out step that many of us have today, it's fine. The corner of a wall it could be done, or on a concrete sidewalk. On a sidewalk also, obviously most sidewalks the end is rounded off, and it's good to scrape off, to get all this schmutz off the shoe. Now, the only thing is, he does say afterwards, he says removing excrement from the shoe. If somebody stepped in, as we know, number two, so to do the same thing, like we mentioned above, but the over there it's a little bit different because of the fact. Let's say a person's in a place and time, they stepped in it, and it smells, and they're gonna be walking, and it's a problem because there's only dirt ahead of them, right? They're in a place, let's say upstate in the country, whatever the case might be. They're on a grassy place, a dirt place, whereby there's no hard pavement. Let's put it like that. There's no steps, no hard pavement, and the only place they have is dirt. And this stuff is not, it's covered abrius. What we say in halacha, covered abrius. It's a real disgusting thing. Stepping in excrement. So he says like this: if one has to remove excrement from the shoes, again number two, and so on, and there is no other way of removing it, because of the Kavod HaBriyos issue, right, they would be able to scrape it off on an earthen floor. If they, the only place they have is over here by the earth, the grass or whatever, you have to be careful. By grass, you have to be careful, Taka, not to pull it out either. Just doing it very lightly, not pulling out grass and not pulling out that we said grass. Grass would be another problem of Kaitzer also, pulling out the grass. So that's the, so if it's not a question of Kavod HaBriyos, that would be another issue, the problem of pulling out the grass and also Chayresh leveling out the ground or filling up the hole. But in a case in time like this, like we just said, if it's mamish Kavod HaBriyos, whereby it's excrement and so on, they stepped on, and their intention is totally not to, it's they're really, whatever they do, whether it's the chayresh part or the kaitza part, it's really kalacha yad. It's being done sort of backhandedly. It's not the regular way that one knocks down mounds on the ground. It's not a way that person levels out the ground. It's not a way that they fill up the holes or even tears out grass or whatever. There's no way to get to the pavement so fast, and it's mamish disgusting. So then, of course, we say in this case it is a derabbanan. We say Kavod HaBriyos, and to go ahead and do it on the dirt, just to try and do it as lightly as possible, would be fine. But in the other cases whereby it's not Kavod HaBriyos, regular dirt, regular wet mud or whatever, one has to be careful to get to a paved place or a hard surface whereby it wouldn't be a problem of these issues of chayresh or possibly kaitzer uprooting. Okay, so I just want to talk a little bit about another interesting thing. We spoke about you can't make a hole in the ground, right? Somebody's going to dig up a hole in the ground. That you can't do. That's part of chayresh, like we said, right? And you can't fill up a hole. You can't fill up a hole, and also you can't level out the ground. These are all problems, and a dirt ground, of course, all problems of chayresh plowing. Now the question comes up, which we'll get a little bit more into next year. Let's say there was a hole in the ground already, right? Somebody was sitting in the heavy fellow, let's say, was sitting in a chair, and it was a little bit of a softer ground possibly, and the four legs of the chair sunk into the ground. Now, okay, so now I need the chair, so if I pick up the chair, I'll be making four holes in the ground. But one second, the holes were already there from before Shabbos, assuming, let's say, these holes were there from before Shabbos, or even on Shabbos, the person is allowed to sit on a chair, we said, but let's say it was before Shabbos, and the chair was a little bit sunk in, right? A little bit softer, probably, if possibly soil or whatever. So now if you pick up the chair, you're actually making four holes. Or do we say, possibly, no, what do you mean, those... I'm not making any holes at all. There were holes there. I'm just taking out the chair. There'll be four holes left, or there'll be one hole. Let's say there's a stick in the ground. Let's say somebody there's a stick in the ground, whatever. In a case in time where the stick is not muksa, so we're not going to get into that right now, depending what went where. And if I pull out the stick, now there'll be a hole in the ground. The stick was stuck in the ground before Shabbos, but if I pull it out, one second, there'll be a hole in the ground. Am I allowed to pull out the stick? Again, in case in time where the stick is not muksa. So we're going to see, we'll talk about that. That would be okay. Certain conditions, but l'chayre that would be okay because of the fact that you're not pulling it out. Now we're going to see. We'll talk about next year. Also, the Mishnah Berurah of Lineda. The Mishnah Berurah talks about he brings down doesn't say for Shabbos home, but that's only in the case in time whereby we're not afraid. Tells us the Sefer Shabbos home that is only permitted in situations where there is no concern that the individual will fill the holes with soil in order to even out the surface. Like if it's in like a garden or something, and a person there's holes in the ground, we're afraid then a person might come to fill up those holes. That's a problem. But if it's like in a backyard, whatever, I couldn't care less. Whatever the case is, we'll see those situations would be okay. But we'll talk about it more in upcoming shiurim. Thank you for listening. Aslocham bracha kol tov.